Upptäck hyllade XPeng G9 och P7 hos Bilia. Våra produktspecialister hjälper dig att hitta rätt modell för just dig. Boka din provkörning på bilia.se/xpeng redan idag. Välkommen till Bilia, din specialist på XPeng.
Kolla menyn.
Vadå?
Kan det stämma?
12 köttbullar med mos för 32 spänn. Mm. Otroligt!
Då får det bli efterrätt också.
Lätt!
Onsdagar är Happy Days på IKEA. Fram till 31 maj äter du som är eller blir IKEA Family-medlem alla varmrätter till halva priset. Vi ses i restaurangen på IKEA.
Hej, Susanne Axel här. När du gör som jag och listar dig på en av Krys vårdcentraler får du en fast läkarkontakt som kan din sjukdomshistoria. Du får träffa erfarna specialister, tillgång till lättakuten och så kan du chatta med vårdpersonalen. Så gör ditt viktigaste val idag. Lista dig hos Kry.
Så där säger jag fantastiskt välkommen till det här nya poddavsnittet i podden som gör dig glad. Sälj så det ryker heter det. Och det är ingen mer än Bruce King som vi ska intervjua idag för att ge dig de bästa säljtipsen för den här våren. Och det här ska bli fantastiskt spännande att se vad vi har i, vad vi ska få höra från Bruce här idag. För er som inte har hört mig förut, jag heter Max Söderpalm. Är precis som Bruce King, både författare och säljtränare. Och driver Sveriges coolaste affärsförlag som heter Söderpalm Publishing. Där vi har lättlästa böcker för dig som jobbar med försäljning, personlig utveckling eller vill bli framgångsrik. Och som ett led i det har vi startat podden som gör dig glad. Där det handlar om just det. 100% positiva nyheter. Det är det bästa som finns. Och jag blir jätteglad om vi kan bli kompisar även på YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook och Instagram. Klicka på mig vet jag. Så klickar jag på dig. Det är väl jättekul så kan vi följa varandra där också. Och bara en litet par ord om den här podden som vi gör. Podden som gör dig glad. Kommer med ett nytt avsnitt varje vecka. Det är ungefär en halvtimme, 40 minuter. Och det blir din bästa kick för helgen. Du hittar oss på YouTube, Storytel, Spotify, Apple och Google. Och på alla andra ställen där det finns poddar. För att det lägger man ut centralt så oss hittar du överallt. Så missa inte att kolla in det. För det kommer bli jättekul. Och mina damer och herrar. Jag skulle vilja hälsa fantastiskt välkommen. Hello Mr. Bruce King. Can you hear me?
I can hear you Max. Thank you.
What makes you really happy?
Wow, what a question.
Yes.
There's so many things that make me happy. Let's put it another way. I don't believe in unhappiness. There are lots of things that might make you unhappy, but most times they are very short-lived and it's very easy to overcome them by thinking about the things that you've got that should make you happy. So I don't get unhappy. I focus on everything I've got to be grateful for in my life, my family, my everything. Most of us have a great deal to be happy about.
Yeah, but it's easy to forget, isn't it?
Well, that's why you have to remind yourself. Anytime you're feeling unhappy, maybe, you know, I mean, I'm a great believer and I recommend people have a gratitude list and they spend a couple of hours and make a long list of everything they've got to be grateful for. And then anytime you feel unhappy, you pull out your list and you read that. And by the time you've got a quarter of the way down, you're feeling very happy.
Okay, how's the market in the UK at the moment? Is it easy or hard to sell in the UK?
Well, In case you hadn't noticed, we had Brexit.
Yeah, I noticed.
And it's caused a lot of problems, everywhere. It's not as easy to sell anymore. It just means you have to work smarter.
And if you work smarter, then you can make it more easy, I believe.
You can always be better at what you do, and you can always find ways and people to sell to. There is still a huge market out there.
Yeah.
People are not so easy. People don't, interestingly enough, one survey I read from a very prestigious organization, and their results showed that most buyers prefer not to speak to salespeople until they've pretty much made up their mind who they're going to buy from.
Why do you think that is?
Because so many salespeople get involved in so much silly small talk, and they don't have time for it anymore. They're under pressure too. Their companies are struggling to make more sales. Their companies are struggling to make more profits, and they don't have time for small talk anymore.
Okay.
And salespeople, I'm afraid, are quite guilty of that.
Yeah. Okay, so then let's speak of what to do to not be one of those salesmen or saleswomen. Before this webinar, I asked you for 8 advice to increase your sales, and you have written a lot of very good sales books. So I think we go through them and see what we get. And let's start with your first book here, The Psycho Selling. So I ask you to put forward 2 things from the psycho-selling book.
The psychodynamic and visualizing exercises, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Albert Einstein has always been a great influencer in my life. And Einstein said, success is 80% attitude and 20% skills. It's your attitude that counts for everything, or so much anyway. Sure, you've got to have skills, but your attitude is critical. And these exercises, which I created over many years, I remember before I was in sales, I was heavily involved in a multitude of different personal growth strategies. And that was mainly what I taught for about 10 years. And I worked with some of the top people in the world. The exercises are geared towards making sure that your mind is totally positive, visualizing exactly what it is you want to get. And when you've got that deeply programmed into your mind, they just happen.
Okay. Do you have some short example of one of those exercises?
Yeah, I'll give you a very interesting one. It was a guy who came to one of my seminars, and he sold life insurance. And he wrote to me about 2 weeks later, and he said that some of the things that I mentioned were obviously going to be very effective, but he did think that the concept of visualizing was a bit beyond what he could possibly believe. He said, but nevertheless, because everything else made so much success, I decided to try the visualization anyway. And he said, in all my years of selling life insurance, nobody has ever telephoned me and said, I want to buy some life insurance. He said, it's never happened. So I spent 3 or 4 days visualizing somebody telephoning me and asking to buy life insurance. He said, on the third day, somebody did. And on the fourth day, another person did.
Yeah, so you can say this works.
Absolutely. We do it without even thinking about it. We very often will visualize something that we want to do, somewhere we want to go. But if you actually make it a disciplined habit, you can pretty much create anything you want in your life. When you think it, you create it.
Brilliant. Okay, so, and this book is something you should read one chapter a week. Why is that?
Yeah, well, in an ideal world, Max, I'd like to suggest that people read one page a day. But of course, you'd never sell the book if they thought they had to read only one page a day.
No.
Thing is, that people read books in various different ways. Some people will read the whole thing as fast as they possibly can and hope that something sinks in and stick it on the bookshelf, which is why a lot of people's bookshelves are far smarter than they are. Other people will read it slowly and they'll make a note of a few things that they think would be a good idea to put into practice. And other people will go through them and they'll either highlight or they'll put sticky notes, post-it notes on pages, and they'll end up with hundreds and hundreds of little yellow post-it notes sticking out the side of the book. And when they've got to the end, they'll look at all these notes and think to themselves, oh my God, that's just too much. I won't bother. And they'll stick it on the bookshelf. My view is that you can only learn and implement successfully one thing at a time. So when you start reading a book, the moment you come across something that you think would be worthwhile putting into practice, you close the book and you start doing that thing. And you don't stop doing it until you've perfected it and until you are getting results. And then you move on to something else.
Okay, so one step at a time. That's good. And therefore, we change subject now and talk about one of those steps. And you wrote a book called Gold Calling. Why is cold calling gold calling, Bruce?
It's still, and again, according to a lot of surveys by very prestigious organizations, it is still the fastest way to make contact with somebody and start a discussion. Think about it. You know, some of the most successful companies in the world employ large teams of salespeople to make cold calls. These companies are not stupid. They know what works. They monitor what works. If something doesn't work or is costing them too much money, they drop it. Cold calling works. Now, when I say cold calling, let's be really clear about this. I don't believe in picking up a copy of some business directory and just phoning everybody. I just a little bit of research so that when you make contact with that person and when you give the go.
CSRD. Ännu en förkortning som väcker känslor hos företagare. Men lugn, våra rådgivare här på PwC har koll på det som din verksamhet berörs av. Från hållbarhetslösningar och nya regelverk till affärsutveckling och ansvarsfulla AI-strategier. Välkommen till PwC.
Hej, Synoptik här. Visste du att solens UV-strålar kan vara skadliga och åldra dina ögon i förtid? Kom in till oss så hjälper vi dig att hitta rätt solglasögon som skyddar dina ögon. Välkommen till Synoptik.
Dåliga vibrationer är att skära av sig tummen i köket.
Ja!
Bra vibrationer är att du har en tumme till och kan scrolla vidare. Få bra vibrationer med Vimla. Mobiloperatören med Sveriges nöjdaste kunder enligt SKI.
Gatekeeper, a reason why they should put you through to that person. It's so much more effective. Cold calling still works brilliantly if you do it well.
Okay, but a lot of salespeople struggle with a reaction and don't make the calls. How to get over this? Because I meet this all the time in Sweden, and I think it's the same all over the world. How to get over this?
Well, I've got two responses to that, Max. The first is rejection, in other words, somebody saying no, is what we salespeople get paid for. Any fool can handle a yes, I want one. Not so many people can handle a no. A no is what we get paid for. A no is just, okay, move on, next. Not fret about it. I think the other thing I should mention here is that a lot of people don't realize that they should be thinking far more carefully about the outcome of a call that they want. Because if you're thinking the purpose of my call is to make an appointment or make a sale, then sure, rejection is going to be a lot more frequent. But if instead you think the outcome of your call should be to identify whether or not this prospect has a need for your product or service or not, then whatever the result is, you have a positive result and you move on. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course it does. And I really like that first thing. Okay, you get paid. And you get paid for the no's. So I think it's not so bad to be paid for no. I think that's really good. I think we change subject again. And now we go to my favorite thing here. The referral thing. You wrote a book in Sweden. It's called Referenser in English, Winning Sales Referrals. And I know you are a master at this subject. So why do you think you should ask for referrals?
Well, several reasons. The number one reason, as far as I'm concerned, is that I like to do as much business as possible in the easiest possible way. And there is nothing easier than asking for referrals and doing business with those referrals. Referrals are always easier to make contact with. They're easier to sell to. They very rarely negotiate heavily on price. And they are most likely to introduce you to other people to refer you on again.
No, me either. But why don't you think people are doing this? When I step into, I ask them, do you ask for referrals? No, they say. Well, why do you think it's like that?
Can I be honest? They're stupid. Cold calling. They love knocking on doors in the pouring rain. I mean, for goodness sake, you just have to learn how to do it properly. And you get everything you want, everything you need to know to be brilliant at getting referrals by reading that book.
Okay, so one section in the book is something you call the New Town Approach. What's that?
Yes. Well, I'm the greatest believer in asking everyone for referrals. And I don't know about you, but what most people do when they go shopping is they go to the big local supermarket and they get everything in there. They'll never get the chance to speak to the manager and ask them for referrals. And the manager wouldn't know who the heck to refer them to anyway. So the New Town Approach is, imagine that you're going to live in a new town and your intention is to get as many people as possible referring you. So you don't go to the big supermarket. You go to the local butcher, the local newsagent, the local fishmonger, the local baker, the local everything you can find. And you go in and you introduce yourself. I'm new to this town. I'm going to be doing a lot of shopping with you here. I noticed that your blind outside is a bit shabby. Who's the person that who's the person that looks after that for you? Any chance you could refer me to him? And you just ask all these different retailers. Yeah, you could do it at the petrol station. You could do it everywhere. Just keep asking for referrals. Nobody's going to take offence, especially because you're buying from them and they want you to keep coming back and buying from them.
Yes, of course. Let's switch to this, and maybe that's a way to explain this question about why people don't ask for referrals. Together we wrote a book called 74% Sales People Suck. På svenska, 74% av alla säljare suger. So, Bruce, why do you think 74% of salespeople suck?
They just do. And one of the reasons that they do, I mean, let me give you an example. When I go into a company, if I'm asked to go into a company and talk to them about how they, we can get their salespeople selling more, the first question I ask them is, when was the last time you sent your salespeople or you delivered to them a sales training workshop? And 95% of the time, they say either never or a long, long time ago. If you don't teach people, keep refreshing them, keep giving them new ideas, of course they're going to suck. They're still doing the same thing they did 25 years ago, but they're not doing it as well anymore because they've slipped into a whole load of bad habits. And in addition to that, when I'm running a seminar, an open workshop, and I've got maybe 300, 400, 500 people there, one of the questions I ask them is, please raise your hands if you've read a sales book in the last 6 months. And if I'm lucky, one hand will go up. Selling is a profession. Professionals, most professionals, have to carry out ongoing learning. It's part of their program to maintain membership of whatever organization that they belong to. It should be the same with salespeople. We're professionals. We need to keep learning, keep studying, and keep getting better.
Okay, and so why do you say it's a good thing that the other 74% suck?
Aha! Well, here's the thing. Companies have to pay salespeople, the 74% of salespeople, sufficient salary and commission to get them to stay in the job. And if they're really bad, then that basic salary has got to be, it's got to be sufficient for them to be able to keep their families, keep their standard of living, and keep working with that company. So if that's the case, if 74% are paid well enough to stay with the company, the 26% who are going to be on the same deal are going to be capable of earning so much more.
And that was the reason we wrote this book, because top 26
make more money than anybody else.
Yeah. So you have to choose if you want to be among them, the 74% or the top 26%. Not very hard to choose there. Okay. So then I have another question here. Because everybody talk about the market is crap. What's your best advice for selling when the market is crap?
Needs a change of mindset. The best advice for selling is the market is incredible. All the other salespeople have given up. They're sitting around moaning. There is a fantastic opportunity out there for you. Go sell.
Yeah, perfect. And here we have all, but nine of the great authors of this book we made together called Ja, Boken som gör dig glad. And why do you think it is important to read this kind of books?
It comes back to what you asked me right at the beginning, Max. Success is 80% attitude and 20% skills. These books will get your attitude right. And when your attitude is right, everything becomes so much easier. It's real tough to read a sales book when you're feeling down and negative. But when you're feeling up and positive, you will absorb that information and you'll go away and you'll use it.
Thank you, Bruce. Very good explained. Hörni, det är så här att vi har satt ihop en jättespecial här för dig som vill hänga på det här. Skaffa ett positivt mindset och verkligen ta den här marknaden som är så bra som du gör den. Så ska jag bara berätta att nästa avsnitt av podden som gör dig glad, det kommer om en vecka och det kommer jag köra själv den här gången. Jag kommer presentera en kille som heter Napoleon Hill. Som jag vet att både Bruce och alla vi andra som har varit med och skrivit Ja-boken tycker är en fantastiskt stor inspirationskälla. Det är han som har lärt oss det här från början om hur vi sätter mål och hur vi når framgång. Och jag ska ge en väldigt bra introduktion till honom, tänkte jag. Så det kommer hända nästa gång. Och bästa sättet att följa oss är faktiskt på YouTube. Söker du på mitt namn där på Max Söderpalm och prenumererar på den YouTube-kanalen så kommer du automatiskt få en pling varje gång det kommer ett nytt avsnitt av oss. Så därför så tackar jag hemskt mycket för att du var med och lyssnade på det här. Och hoppas att det här ska bli en kanonvår.
En nyhet. Nu kan du teckna livförsäkring hos Trygg-Hansa. Den ger dina nära ersättning som kan användas på det sätt som hjälper bäst. En försäkring för dig och till dem som älskar dig. Läs mer och teckna på trygghansa.se. Trygg-Hansa. Trygghet för livet.
Ja?
Hallå? Pizzeria Grandiosa? Jag vill ha en Grandiosa capricciosa och en pepperoni.
Haha, något mer?
En kaffefilter.
Ja, okej. Ses samma.
Grandiosa, hela Sveriges hempizza. Den med mycket på.
Psst, känner du igen en riktigt smart deal när du hör den? Träolja från 90 kronor burken. Byggmax, var smart, handla billigt.